Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Matsumoto family in memory of Tane, Kiyoshi, and Haruku Shigefuji. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Mariko Nishiyama of Pearl City Honganji. Good morning, Reverend Nishiyama.
Good morning. Aloha, everyone. Thank you for tuning in this morning. I'm happy to share the Buddha Dharma with you. The Buddha stated, happiness follows sorrow, sorrow follows happiness. But when one no longer discriminates between happiness and sorrow, a good deed and a bad deed, one is able to realize freedom. Namo Amida Butsu. Since the unprecedented pandemic event, our lifestyle has totally changed. We have to keep socially distancing and wearing masks. Unfortunately, this year's Open Festival has been cancelled by many temples. However, we are hoping that we can enjoy Open together next. Looking back on my reflection for 3 months, what was I doing? Time passed as if in a dream. I was saying that I had to do this and do that. In the meantime, another day passed quickly. As it goes without saying, life is a transient, I shouted. Fortunately, I had time to read some books. This children's book is written by Evie White reminded me of a very troubling childhood experience. When I was playing outdoors, I had a hardship experience. One day, I saw a man burying puppies deep in the ground. I got scared and was horrified. I watched breathlessly. After he left, I ran to where the puppies were buried. I tried to save them. However, it was too late. I was devastated and shocked. Although what had happened was tragedy, nothing could be done at that time. After I grew up, I have been holding this incident in my mind. In any situation, we tend to think of whether things or human beings are useful for our life or useless in our society or in our daily lives. Short read from the book, the young girl named Huang insisted that regardless of an animal's life or a human life, both of them are equally precious. However, her father determined whether this pig is useful or not. Huang's father said to his wife, some pigs were born last night. However, one of them are burnt. Her father had decided to do away with it. Huang strongly protested. She shrieked, do away with it? You mean kill it? Just because it's smaller than the others? Mother said, your father is right. The pig would probably die anyway. Please don't kill it, Huang sobbed. It's unfair. The pig couldn't help being born small, could it? Father said gently, Huang, you will have to learn to control yourself. From you. Control myself? This is a matter of life and death. And you talk about controlling myself. Tears ran down her cheeks. Father said, Fern, I know more about raising a little pig than you do. A weakling makes trouble. As Fum didn't understand, she asked her father, "If I had been very small at birth, would you have killed me?" Father smiled. "Certainly not," he said, looking down at her, his daughter, with love. "But this is different. A little girl is one thing, a little ranty pig is another." "I see no difference," replied Fern. "This is the most terrible case of injustice I ever heard of." Father's face seems almost ready to cry himself. He said, "I'll let you start with a bottle like a baby. Then you'll see what trouble a pig can be." Father carried a cartoon under his arm. Fern's eyes were red from crying. She looked at her father. Then she lifted the lid of the cartoon. There, inside, looking up at her, was the newborn pig. It was a white one. "He's yours," said Father, "saved from an untimely death. Thus a pig run is saved from death by a young girl named Fang. Some might think whether this one is useful or not, or we might think that some want to be acknowledged by others of their ability or existence. As a result, they work hard to get recognition from others. We will try to measure the criterion in this society. The Buddha teaches us the fact that there is only one world, not two worlds, one meaningless and the other full of meaning, of one good and the other bad. People think there are two worlds due to their discriminating attitude. If they could rid themselves of these discriminations and keep their minds pure with a light of wisdom, then they would see only one world in which everything is meaningful. When we get old and sick, we would face that it is hard to move our legs and hands. Or when we are bedridden, some might think, "I'm not useful anymore. I want to die early." However, such thinking seems an unhappy thought. It is not unhappy for all life itself. He said that we are living our life as a precious life. Why is a life precious? Each person is living an irrepressible life. It will never be repeated. Our life exists now as a totally new life, moment by moment. I live a new life. I don't live anyone else's life. As Shakyamuni Buddha stated, one should not kill a living thing, nor cause it to be killed, nor should he incite another to kill. Do not injure any being, either strong or weak. Each life is equally precious and irrepressible. Each life supports and is supported by all other life. The teaching of the Buddha warmly and gently embraces all forms of life. My heart and mind have thoughts and feelings. We tend to judge others because of our self-centeredness. What we need most is to think beyond ourselves. We spend our entire lives and all our energy chasing outside desires in hopes that fulfilling them will result either in happiness or will somehow eliminate our fears and anxieties. Yet we will never fail. The Buddhist path encourages to see this reality as it is. To awaken means to understand, to realize and accept the reality of one's true self. We are always looking for answers outside of ourselves, but in reality, we are the cause of many of our problems. All conditions arise from cause, that come from within each one of us. In one's spiritual quest, one seeks the truth through one's own perception. However, one becomes aware, one comes to experience and sense that true realization comes about not through one's self-endeavor, but through the working of a middle Buddha, which is boundless wisdom and great compassion. Amida's primary role is working for each one of us at all times, in all places. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Mahalo.
Thank you, Reverend Nishiyama, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to this message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, July 5th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. in-person service and Zoom will be Reverend Umitani. To attend in person, you must call the office beforehand to reserve a seat. For those of you who purchase one dance bentos, remember to pick them up between 4 and 6 today at Moiliili Honganji. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Matsumoto family, and our speaker, Reverend Mariko Nishiyama. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Joshua Hernandez Morris, Director of the Pacific Buddhist Academy. Namo Amida Butsu.